if you dating, right? It's just have them take a picture from down here, right? Have them hold the phone from down here and take the picture, because then you can see the chin. Because that'd be the biggest
Moral.
thing. They like to hide them chins, bro.
That's crazy.
For dudes, because I know dudes do it too. A lot of times, women, you gotta have that dude take that hat off.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. We got Mac, we got B. It is fucking football Sunday. Everybody,
yes, sir.
Football. And right now we're doing this podcast. So we want to get it knocked out. All right. But first and foremost, how y'all boys doing? I know both of y'all got a lot of stuff going on, but I appreciate y'all.
Hey, it's just like you're saying, man, it's football. I got a bunch of people over, but hey, we got to knock this out. This is way more important. But as soon as that shit gets done, we rock. I'm good.
For sure. It's week two. I hit my parlay for my week one. Now it's time to hit my parlay for my week two. It's a good day, though, man. Good Sunday.
Sir.
For anybody that don't know, everybody on this screen is Lions Nation right now. Not fucking around.
All right. No, for real. That's Matt, big Eagle fan.
Hey, it is what it is, you know.
You got a ref for the hometown, man.
Hey, but y'all line's looking good though. I ain't even gonna take that. Looking man, good.
Bro, I ain't know you was from Philly, bro.
Nah, that's crazy.
I think I got ADHD or some shit because I just don't pay attention.
Yeah. Good man, Steph. Philly.
But that's what's up. The first thing I want to show y'all is I found this real funny video that I wanted to show y'all, and I just kind of wanted to talk to y'all about it. Did you catch it, B?
Damn.
He had a leopard bike and everything, man.
And he had brakes on his bike. I mean, what was supposed to catch? Just a nigga running into the goddamn garage.
That nigga fucked his throat up. He started holding his throat.
Well, the thing is, I just think he don't know how to ride the bike, because he didn't even put his feet down to try to stop himself.
Yeah. You know the old school Joe, man. I remember we didn't have brakes. You kind of like stuck your foot in the back wheel. You know what I mean?
Nah, I just used my bare foot.
Yeah, I used to do the same, like just try to stop myself if them brakes ain't work for real.
Nah, we used to put like your foot in the back wheel and shit, like you kind of wedge it where the brake would go, you know, that little frame gotcha. That comes over the wheel.
Yeah.
And you wedge your foot in there, like it stops it and shit.
Oh no! I put a bottle in between there,
just so you can sound like a dirt bike.
Yeah, but that slowed it down too. I had to put two and two together.
But let me ask y'all this, right? Well, first off, one of the things that I thought was funny about that video was you notice as soon as he like smacked the house, the first thing he did was he tried to run it off real quick. And I just remember like when I was a kid, and whenever I got like hurt myself for real, like when you get up and you try to like run it off real quick. You feel like the faster you run, you can run away from the pain, but that ain't.
Oh, shit.
I wanted to ask y'all boys, like, what's the worst injury that y'all remember that you ever had to sustain?
Man.
I got so bad. Go ahead, Max. No, go ahead. I got two.
I'm just still going through one right now, man. I fucking broke my ankle, but. If we're talking about like the past though, I mean it's the same ankle shit. Like I used to play football too, and we used to have a fucked up ass football field with like divots in that motherfucker. And I remember twisting my motherfucking ankle. And that motherfucker was just, I was just fucked up for like, I don't know, probably I'll say about 3 months. But yeah, I mean, shit crazy. That's about it.
I broke my tailbone. I broke my tailbone in high school, right after you left. Is fuck my shit up. That probably was some of the worst pain because I couldn't sit, I couldn't walk, I couldn't do a lot of shit. And
That
I
foot
don't
muscle
even think
thing,
it
did
was
you just
football.
fall?
Huh?
I said, was it football related or did you just fall?
Hell yeah, it was football related. Somebody hit me so fucking hard that when they hit me, I like fell on my ass like hard as fuck, and I felt it like instantly, and then I just couldn't even fucking walk after that. Like I had to go to the hospital type of shit. I was fucked up. I couldn't play for like shit, shit, a couple games, at least about four games or some shit. I don't fucking I was fucked up, bro. I was fucked up.
I had a couple ones that was real bad, but I think the worst one that I remember, like it was when, you know, when we were taking one of them little trips out the country, right? And we were doing this little fitness competition. And we were on shifting rocks and they had us doing lunges. And I remember just like doing the lunges and like the rocks shifted away. And then I was like, okay. And I tried to lunge again, but then I fell to the ground like immediately. So then I stood up, I put my hand on my knee because it was my, like something was up with my knee. And I reached down, I touched my knee, and my kneecap ain't right there. And that's when I started freaking the fuck out because I'm like, where the fuck is my kneecap at? And then I reached to like, the side, my kneecap is to the side. I was like, oh shit. So then I go ahead and I flex my leg out and I like pull it back in the place. And then I was like, I'm good. I'm gonna go ahead and keep trying to go and knock out this this little event that we're doing. And then I stepped and I hit the ground again. I was like, yep, it's time for me. Like something's up.
But I got one, man. One just related back to me. He's talking about a kid. I remember I was probably about like, I'll say 9, 10, right? And my dumb ass, like behind my house, it was a gas station, right? And they had like a, I would say about a 12-foot wall, and on top of the wall they had a fence, right? So my dumb ass thinking I'm a fucking superhero, right? I used to tie the fucking string up on the fence and climb up that motherfucker like you see Batman doing shit. Yo, I remember climbing that motherfucker one time, right? And the rope broke, right? And like I'm going up this motherfucker, foot on the wall and everything, the fucking rope broke, and I fell and I hit the, you know, like the gas station, like that little circle thing that stopped the car from backing into the wall.
Yeah.
I
Oh.
hit that bitch right on my side, bro. That shit fold me like that. And I
Fuck.
remember, I'm being honest with you, right? Before you know about the superhero stance, I remember I was on one knee like this. And I, yo, I was just trying to catch my breath while I was done, bro. Like, that's the probably the worst shit I ever had. And it like ripped my whole side off. And you know how you'd be so scared to tell your parents and shit? I put fucking toilet paper on that motherfucker, right? Try to patch that motherfucker up. I went in the house, cleaned it up with some peroxide. And I left that bitch, like the toilet paper on that motherfucker, right? So the fucking wound started healing over the toilet paper. Shit was crazy, man. Yeah, I remember that shit was crazy. I still got that crazy ass mark right here too on my back and shit.
Wow.
Now, another crazy one that I just thought about too, and when I was a kid, right? And I remember, so like this is why I have a problem with, you know, going full speed doing anything now, because I remember this thing taught me a lesson, right? So I remember when I was a kid and I was talking shit to like another kid and we were like talking about racing. And, but my mama didn't let us go in the street while we were like riding bikes and stuff. So I had to ride my bike on the sidewalk. So I'm like talking shit to this kid. He like, oh, you can't beat me in no race, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, cool. So we line it up. We get ready to start racing on bikes. And I'm like killing them, right? Full speed on this bike. And then what I didn't see was this little kid. He was like backing out his driveway on a tricycle. So he's on the tricycle. He hop off the tricycle because he see me coming. So the tricycle rolled right in front of me. My bike hit the tricycle. I flip and I hit the ground right on my back. And then I just remember just sitting there and I, for for a second, and I got up because it knocked the wind out of me. And I start doing the run. I was like, I'm coming back home. I left my bike and everything.
Just like young boy, just fucking ran away from the bike and shit.
Yeah. But not, that's why even to this day, I have a thing about going too fast. Like if I can't see what's like 10 feet in front of me, I slow down. But just with that being said, right, we talk about all these different injuries and stuff as a kid. I just want to ask y'all, and not to put y'all on the spot, not that your kids is ever going to watch this, right? But do y'all have a favorite kid?
Hell yeah.
I'm not
watching this. It's fucked up. I mean, my thumb might, he might catch it, but yeah, man. I have a favorite kid, man. My daughter, man. Like, so she's super smart, and I just something I always liked, you know what I mean? Like, so yeah, I mean, go ahead, be what you got.
I know. So I was gonna say, for me, the crazy thing is I do have a favorite kid. But I will honestly say it changes depending on the day and the situation, right? So, and it also depends on what we're doing, because a lot of times it just depends on like what we're doing and whatnot. So, like if I'm playing the kids, like I plan games with the kids, I'll have like a favorite, like a kid that I always want to play the game with, or I have a kid that I want to go out and I want to play sports with, or I got like a kid that I want to go ahead and have, you know, do chores and like help me put stuff together. It just depends on the day and whatnot. And I think they all kind of know that. So like they always try to get me to do certain activities with them because they know which ones they enjoy doing with me and whatnot. But B, you said you have favorites?
Yeah, I got a girl and a boy, so you, of course, you know my favorite, but it's a girl. But I, you know, I, like you said, I kids for favorites for different stuff, like you know, I can't do boy stuff with her, so, you know, but no, that's my baby. I don't know what it is. It's like he like my son, he like his mama more, or my daughter like her daddy more. That's just how it is.
And I think that's what it is for me too, is just, you know, who loves you more and shit, right? So, you know, my daughter fucking adores me. So I mean, of course, and she's smart. But I mean, just like you're saying, Tez, man, it shit can happen, right? So like in about I'll say about 10 years, you know, she might piss me the fuck off. But I'm like, yeah, fuck her ass.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, man. Girls to me is so scary because it's like they just wake up one day and they just be at your head. Like, cause I got three teens and teenage daughters now, bro. And it's like night and day. It's like they used to be the sweetest kids. And then it's like a switch flips sometimes.
That's just women in general, though, like trying to figure them out. You're not going to figure them out. You better off staring at a wall. Or, you know, just go by your life, go by your day to day. And all that trying to figure out, you're going to stress yourself. Even when it comes to the little girls, it's the same shit. All women.
I think that's true, too, though. I ain't going to get down into that rabbit hole, but I'm going to leave that shit alone. Well, yeah, that's true.
Like you break it down from the attitude to the behaviors to the mouth to the jealousy to the, it's just in them. So.
I just wish it, because it's just like I said, the shift is just so crazy because it's like, you know, sometimes like at first they're just the sweetest, kindest little individuals. They consider it. They care about other people. They care about your feelings. But then the switch flips. And then it's like they the most selfish, self-centered, ugly people that you ever met in your life. And I'm not talking, you know, I'm not talking physically. Yeah. I'm talking just mean, bro. Middle school kids in general are fucking mean.
Yeah, them probably is the worst kids ever because they just, I don't know. They, it's just this new day, too. This new age. It's different, man. It's 10 times worse.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying is, and what we're saying is, it's just women. It's just like my daughter, man, like emotional as hell, right? She's 4. Like, so, you know, she's not purposely doing it. It's just who she naturally is. Like one second, fucking happy. Next second, crying, complaining about nothing. Like, what are you talking about? Nothing. You know what I mean?
Man, they be fucking talking too much.
I do think that's a common, that's like one of the common traits in just little girls all together is just they talk. And me, I'm quiet anyway. I just let my daughter just rock. I just be like, they just be in there talking.
And just like you say, talking like, so she's here by herself and she's obviously four. My son is an adult, but she sits there and talks to the fucking phone, just like a full conversation with the cartoon going on. You know, I mean, that's crazy. I never knew that till you guys said that. I just thought it was just a kid being a kid talking to a damn phone.
I was about to say, we talking a lot.
All damn day, I can't get her to shut up. And it came out of nowhere. I just woke up like that.
So just to transition a little bit, right? Because yeah, I was just thinking about I do a lot of self-reflection, right? Especially when it comes to this podcast stuff, because like I do a lot of self-reflection just because I just in my life I know for a fact I need to understand, you know, where I come from in order to get to, you know, a different location. I read a lot of books and I try to like do a lot of, you know, just self discovery and just figuring myself out, right? And one of the things I was thinking about the other day when I was, you know, just self-reflecting is just the worst date that I had ever been on, right? I don't know if I told y'all this story or not. I feel like I haven't told the story yet, but I wanted to ask y'all about what y'all worst first date was. And I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna give you my story, right? And I just asked, well, Alice is already, I've told her this story before, but hopefully she don't get all like super mad. Well, she's not gonna get mad at me. It's just a story that happened in the past, right? So I remember like this is when that my divorce, my previous divorce was finalized and all that other stuff, right? So back in those times, I was doing a lot of, you know, just online dating. The easiest thing to do is just go ahead, go on Tinder, because Tinder was like mad easy. You just swipe. It's the stupidest thing in the world, but it's easy to just find women on Tinder. So I was swiping, right? And I found this girl. I was like, oh, well, she seems pretty cool. Her interests aligns with my interests, blah, blah, blah. And she worked for, and I'm gonna blank this out because then she could probably figure out who I'm talking about. But she worked at, right? And me and her was having like a conversation and whatnot. And she was just saying, you know, I do this, this, and this, and I want to eventually open up my own. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Just casual conversation and whatnot. So then it got to the point where I was like, hey, well, you know what? Let's go ahead, let's meet up. You know, let's have lunch. And I don't know why, but the person, she was acting real dodgy, right? So she's like, you know, normally I don't really meet people offline, blah, blah, blah. And she didn't want to go. But then eventually, after some convincing, she was like, okay, I'll go on a date with you. And I was like, cool. I'm on the phone with this female friend that I had, and it was strictly platonic, but we were on the phone. And she was making jokes. She was like, oh, you meeting somebody online? Like, this is kind of weird. And it's like, well, this is the way people meet nowadays. So, I mean, it is what it is. So we head to, it's like a little like bar type restaurant. So we get ready to meet up there. So I'm sitting there. I always get there early, right? So I'm sitting in my car and I'm watching people go in. And I had been sitting there for like 20, 30 minutes. So I was like, I didn't see her coming. I was like, hey, you know, like when are you gonna get here? She was like, well, I'm waiting on you. I'm already in here. And I was like, oh, really? So then I go ahead and I walk into the restaurant, right? And I walk in and I'm looking for, you know, this person that I see on these pictures. And I'm just like looking around, like real confused. I'm like, hey. And so then I text her and then I'm like, where you at? And she like, oh, is that you that just walked in? And I was like, yeah, I just walked in, but I don't see you. So then this person get up, right? And I'm talking, this person's like my height, and I'm 6 feet tall. My height, got broad shoulders, and like he's walking like he's kind of walking like this. And I'm looking and I'm like, nah. I look at my phone, I'm looking at the pictures. I'm like, this is not the same person. And then I look again and I look at the phone again. I'm like, damn, I think I just got. So I'm just standing there. And I guess she had already said she was waiting on somebody. And then they took us to the table. As we go to the table, the waitress has this big, shit-eating grin on her face, like ear to ear, laughing. And I'm like, fuck. Like, I just got. So then we get to the table. I kid you not, then soon as the first thing that the person said to me was, she was like, oh, hey, how you doing? And I was like, I'm just sitting there like, bro, I just fucking got. I'm sitting here at the table. The waitress comes by, and her and the hostess, they had a conversation. The waitress got a shit-eating grin on her face too. I'm just sitting there like, fuck, how am I gonna get out of here? So then we just sitting there just having a casual conversation. I'm like, so my body language is off. It's like I can't hide it at this point. So I'm sitting here looking to the side. The table's here, the person's right here, so I'm watching sport. The person's like, oh, you sure you're okay with this date? And I'm like, I'm just sitting there, just like, so you sure you're okay? And then the waitress is like, hey, do y'all want to order some drinks? I was like, just give me a water. All right. I'm just sitting there like this. I'm trying to muster up how I'm gonna ask this question without being super offended, right? Because obviously, this is a dude.
Shit,
A
we
dude
get it,
wig. So I'm sitting there, and so then the person asks me again, are you sure you're okay with this? This is fucking weird. Gets up. Just darts out the damn door, right? While I'm sitting at the table, because we had been there for like 10 minutes, I'm texting my roommate, it's the other Mac, right? I'm texting, I'm like, hey, bro, I need your help. Give me a call. I'm like, hey, it's an emergency. So I'm trying to get him to call me so I can like find an excuse to get out of there. Motherfucker didn't text me back. Thankfully, person just got up, darted out of there. Or, a person that was transitioning, right? And yeah, that was the worst date I had ever been on.
That's crazy.
It was nuts. And the thing is, I don't have anything against, people that are a part of the LGBTQ. I think that you should disclose, what you are and who you are before you go ahead and you start going on dates with people. And I kind of look at it myself like I should be a lot more careful. And maybe I'm not the most open-minded person, but I don't know. I just feel like I was tricked. And the pictures didn't even look like the same person.
That's
All
a
right, so I don't
fact,
put
man.
myself out there. So y'all gotta go ahead. My story's pretty bad, so y'all gotta give me something.
And we can't follow that. Well, I can't follow that, man. That's
I done
crazy.
had something similar like that happen,
Really?
but it wasn't that though. It wasn't that. I didn't go seeking and get catfish. I was at a concert, bro. I was at a fucking Gucci Mane concert, bro. This is like 2017, 18, I don't know, but Young and May was there, Young Buck, it was a lot of people. It was rocking. I was front row too. I was in the second row, but I was right in front of the stage. And all I remember, as soon as Gucci Mane came out, once the big stars come out, the big acts come out, they rush the stage, all the females. They all running to the stage. Gucci Mane. Bet. So now at this point, I got all just around me, what I'm saying? Just all just, what I'm saying? So boom, me and my mans, we shaking up, we dapping each other like, yeah, we them guys. I'm like, yeah, it is. So next thing I know, it's a little joint on the side of me. Looking right, fat, what I'm saying? And she got the dancing, so I'm just looking, but long story short, I didn't really get a glimpse of the face. I just looked at the hands. God damn, them hands got more veins than my shit. So I'm like, damn. I'm like, bro, I'm tapping my man's whole time. I'm like, What's up? He like, get her. I'm like, I'm trying to ask him, is this a man? Because he I guess he knew him or whatever, but I don't know, bro. Long story short, it had to be a man. It had to be a man. I gave him my number. It had to be a man. I never talked to him again, though, but I got to looking at pictures and shit on social media and shit. It's gotta be a fucking man, bro. And I never heard from the motherfucker again, but I don't know. From them hands and that head, the head was like a fucking Derrick Henry head, like fucking big ass, muscle ass head. Like, man, I'm straight. I'm all right.
The crazy thing is, like, it's not, it's one of those things where there have unfortunately been situations where people have lost lives because of situations like that. And I just advise everybody, like, just to be careful, just when going out here and dating. I mean, because you hear way too many stories about not just things like that happening, but depending on just the situation, people getting set up. And I don't know. It's just dating out here is way too scary.
That's a fact. I mean, shit, man. Listen, it's people out here with mental health issues, man. Right? And then you show up like that because, again, I don't have a problem with it either, man. I encourage it. Like, if you feel that way, you feel that way, right? If that's who you feel you are, that's who you are. But be straightforward, people, man. You don't know who you might run into, right? Because, yeah, somebody will, like, legit kill you on some stuff like that, man. But anyways, I don't have nothing in comparison with what y'all had, man. The craziest ones, it's along the same lines. Like, they were females, but that online dating thing, man, is crazy because you'll meet them online, because that's how it was with me too, man. And it's like they never look like who they say they are, which is crazy to me. That's why I can't do it no more, man. Like, I can't do it. I understand, like, and I can present. And I predict the future to some extent on this. That's where meeting's gonna go from here on, because, like, meeting people now, the first thing they want is your IG, right? You'd be like, hey, what's up? Let me talk to you. You'd be like, all right, we can switch IGs, right? And all they want to do is see how you living, right? So, I mean, I
They want to
can.
see what you're looking. I want to see what you're looking like day to day base. What you're looking like on the. I can't just tell off today's because I. You might look dirty. You know.
Both, but like I'm saying, you seeing the person right there in person. Why do you need to see a fucking
Because,
social
bro.
media?
Still though, bro, might be some shit you might see. You might not see right then and there. You know, you might see a strong hand. You know. Linebacker shoulders, anything. I didn't catch that at that time. It was dark. We
That's
was at
true.
a concert. It was dark.
That's true. Yeah. Damn.
That's why I do it. I don't know everybody else's purpose, but like I said again, you got to think with the social media shit, bro. Anybody can contact you, bro.
But mine though, with the social media thing is, I mean, is a person not looking like who they say they were? And like, so I don't want to be like a jerk, so I like stuck around. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm not going fucking like just diss this person, right? So we went out to eat. We mix up, meet up, got something to eat. Then we went downtown, started walking around, and it was just like, oh, this is a nice, it's nice. Let's, go back to the crib. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I gotta wake up in the morning. I got work happen, right? Because it's Sunday. I don't work on Sundays, right? So, like, capped up. We started talking. She like called on, like, you don't like me, but. Homegirl's like, man, I'll shoot the shit out you. That's where it got down to, when I was just like, listen, I don't want to take it there, man. I want to go there. And she's like, I'll shoot the shit out you. And I was like, damn, motherfucker crazy, right? And I'm glad you got up out of that one. That's the second time somebody told me they was gonna shoot the shit out a female like that. That's shit crazy.
Hey man, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't play with these people nowadays, especially, I don't know, the way that people look at human life now. I don't put nothing past nobody. I think if somebody say they're gonna shoot me, I take that as a serious threat. 'Cause yeah, we live in times where people will shoot you over nothing.
I know. I mean, I was, don't get me wrong, I was scared as fuck because, like, she showed me the gun in her purse and everything, and I ain't got shit, you know what I mean? So, hey, I was on my best behavior.
Mistake number one, that gun coming with me.
Shit.
But no, so one of the things I had to learn when I was out there dating, forever ago, is you gotta figure out the angles. So when you've been on like Tinder or when you dating off Instagram or any of that stuff for a long time, you gotta know when you getting ready to get hit with a catfish, right? You just have to know the things to look for, like the filters, if the camera's super bright, and you got to know about them angles, right? Because a lot of times, like, what you should start doing if you're dating, right, is just have them take a picture from down here, right? Have them hold the phone from down here and take the picture because then you can see the chins. Because that'd be the biggest
Fool.
thing. They like to hide them chins, bro.
That's crazy.
For dudes, because I know dudes do it too. A lot of times, women, you gotta have that dude take that hat off, right?
Man, I done seen some embarrassing shit with that hat. You know, a lot of niggas with the murder ones. Like, I
That's
remember
crazy.
I had this one home girl I had dating with my hands and shit. She was like, they out to like fancy restaurant, bro. You know, one of them 5-star joints. So they got certain dress codes. And long story short, she told me, like, she was like, "Yeah, your homeboy weird as hell." Blah blah blah. I'm like, "What happened?" She like, "Yeah, we was up at I forgot what restaurant, bro." But she was like, "They kept telling him to take his hat off, and he wouldn't take his." He wouldn't take his hat because he bald head, you know. And I don't know, I don't know, bro. He don't never take no hat off. You see this man, he keep a hat on, bro. Even when he in the pool, he got a hat on, bro. So like, yeah, he wasn't taking that hat off. She was like, "We had to leave the restaurant." I'm just like, "Damn." She's like, "I made reservations and everything." I'm like, "Damn, that nigga was taking my hat off. I ain't never seen him with his hat off."
Shit.
Pool with the hat on is nasty work.
Yeah,
That murder
that's
one.
wild.
A lot of niggas don't want to show that murder one or that hairline going back to here and shit.
That's crazy, man.
What's crazy, a lot of women like it though. A lot of women like bald heads, sir.
That's what I'm saying. Just shave that motherfucker off. Like I'm saying, like if my shit start like hatching, man, that shit gone, bro.
That shit gone. If my shit
It gets
start getting, if my hairline start going back too far, it's gone. But it's a limit with that shit. But down there, George Jefferson, like, some niggas be holding on to that shit, bro. Like,
man, I'm taking it off. I'm taking it off. Fuck that.
that's another. So let me ask you all this, right? So if you just a normal dude, right? Because I feel like we all dudes that don't necessarily we don't have too much trouble, finding women or whatnot. I'm married now, so I'm kind of out of touch. But I just wanted to ask y'all, like, what are some things that you think that a man can do to improve himself, to make himself look more presentable, or to do better on the dating market?
have more money. Like, this money shit, dog, real shit. Like, this money shit, bro. You talking to a nigga that done had over $100,000 at once. Like, man, this money shit is the cheat code to life, man. I swear, they be willing to do whatever. And you can get whoever you want. Just get more money. That's just simple, man. Like,
All right, so I'm not talking about like, so let's just say this is just a normal dude just working regular 9 to 5. Because yes, I agree with you 100%. Money is a cheat code. There's not too many people that's going to tell you no, unless you're dealing with women of a certain stature. Because if you're dealing with
nah, it's down there, all of them. I mean, yeah, but yeah, you're right, certain. You're right, because some women are so used to that type of shit. But majority, bro, I'm from Detroit. We from Detroit, bro. You go around, you show any girl a certain amount of cash, she's going to give that ass. It's just simple. Like, you show them 10, 20,000 cash, they're going to drop that ass. I'm just I the you don't even got to give them nothing. Like that's the crazy part about the shit. You don't got to give out no money. You just got to have that shit on hand at that too. Fuck the Cash App. Fuck all that on hand. They like that shit, bro.
Honestly, I'm glad you said that because it's funny that you said that because a lot of times I seen this video of this dude. He was asking, he said, you know, if you had an opportunity to go out with like Chris Brown, but you had to pay for the date, would you rather go on that date or would you rather date a regular dude that he paid for the date and everything? He's like, which one would you take first? And a lot of women was like, I'll go ahead and go on a date with Chris Brown, even though I gotta pay for
He lit.
it. Yeah.
He lit. We not getting nothing out of him. We just know he got that shit and he lit. So I'm rolling with him. And I don't give a fuck
Yeah,
if I got to.
and they look at that like an investment, but when it comes to us regular
But
old
what's crazy what's crazy about all that, they still get rejected.
you said
Like, they still get rejected. You paying to go on a date for Chris Brown. You know how many other women that paid this man to go on a date? And he's still not interested.
you know how many
So
women paid that $1,000 just to get the meet and greet and just to have a chance to be seen with Chris Brown. Like that $1,000 meet and greet, I think that was the most genius thing he could ever did. And he exposed how fucked up it is dating these women. I don't think he even meant to do it that way. I think he was just trying to look for a way to make some money, but he exposed a lot of women that during that tour. And I don't think we ever even talked about that.
no, we never covered that one, but you got to think Chris Brown like Usher, man. These dudes are closest thing to Michael Jackson, bro. So, bro, they legends. You know, I fuck the money, bro. I ain't gonna say about the money because she can meet a regular schmegler with more money than Chris Brown. She's still going to go with Chris Brown. You know,
So
who you gonna go on a
you
date with?
think
You
it's
gonna
about the
you.
stature. You don't think it's about the money.
So let's put it
Okay.
not in this situation, no, but let's put it in this case. Would you go on a date? Let's go for me. And would you go on a date with a regular schmegler with a lot of fucking money? Or do you want to go on a date with Beyonce? You know what I'm saying? Like, which
Yeah, that's true. Because I'm rolling with
one?
Beyonce.
And I'm paying.
And I'm paying.
I'm paying.
That's a fact.
You know, so.
Party, but I'm not. I was just depending on who the girl was. So I feel like you would have to add like some extra stuff to it. Because like if you're talking like a regular woman, I think I would rather be with a regular woman because you don't have to worry about certain problems when you're dealing with a regular woman. Like you don't have to worry about the dating aspect, and you know, the dirty macking is on a different level when you're dealing with a woman like that, right? So you're gonna have dudes that she was dating back in the day hitting her up saying all this other stuff. You're just a regular dude, right? So
You gonna have the same shit with the other girl.
yeah, but it's not gonna be as publicized as it is.
Yeah, that's just some whole different level of talk, though. I get what you're saying, but
But I
man.
mean, I think it's the opportunity that comes along with it, though. It's just like, hey man, if I get with this person, you know what I mean, then I can possibly, you know, start my business, right? Because people already know you. I mean, know her, right? So it'll help it, whatever. I mean, I just think it's the opportunity that associate with, you know, that's knowing someone that's wealthy or famous.
I think that's, I didn't even think about it from that aspect. I think you're absolutely right. It is a lot of opportunities that come with, because who is it? The Kardashians. They all, that's how they got their whole reputation. It's just by being in association with
On the
certain.
run with the right motherfucker. Hell yeah. That's how it is. It's not what you know, it's who you know. But to be honest with you, at the end of the day, I think we all when the sun is all up in the dating market, you want to like have a certain amount of revenue rolling in to even get out there. You know?
I think it's money, but I ain't gonna lie to you, man. As a regular dude that was making regular money, I had a lot of women at one point, bro.
I can
And
believe it.
you just have to know how to talk to them. You got to make sure you're
No, for sure.
clean.
For
You got to
sure.
make sure that you have a place of your own, that you got your own car. Just doing regular stuff and just doing like just staying on your purpose, bro, and
And
not.
that's on the regular side of things. I know the brokest dudes with none of that shit and still got them all. They got their certain calibers, though. Like you said, it's levels to this shit. They couldn't pull a female that get everything on her own and don't need a nigga. Like, no, she not going for that. But she will go for another nigga that got his own everything. So for sure. That's why when you meet a female, though, when you meet a female, they always be like, well, who you live with? Oh, you live alone? Shit like that. Like, they want to know who you live with, what kind of car you drive, how many baby mamas, how many kids. So they can figure out, are you in my caliber? Oh, can I fuck with you? Huh? That real shit.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there is
It's
levels,
the same
man.
thing. You
Different
live in the
caliber.
trailer. You in the trailer with your mama and five kids. We can't do this.
You shouldn't be dating if you're in a trailer with five kids and your mama.
But that's the life. A lot of people going through that shit and they still doing it. Still that. You think some niggas, man, niggas don't give a fuck. Bitch got 10 kids in the trailer with her mama and brother, sister, everybody. If she finds hell with fat ass nigga, gonna fuck with her.
Some, but that's something.
And one of them dummies gonna take her out of private.
Some people, but that's what I'm saying, man. That's where that the levels and categories come into play, though. You know what I mean? Just like me, like I ain't touching no chick with five kids and living in a trailer.
And they be looking for a come up every fucking day, man. Like every day.
It wouldn't even matter how bad she is. You
I'm
live in
about
a trailer
to
with
live.
five kids?
Man, I'm about to look good. I'm about to plump this ass today. I'm about to get me a ball player or something. I'm about to get some.
That's to me, that's always been the craziest thing because women truly believe that they can get any man out there.
They believe they can have sex with any man they want, but that's not true. Like every man not about to touch you.
That's true, but because they have those bottom of the barrel dudes that don't give a fuck, that they ain't got shit going for themselves.
Nah, it's because they look good, bro. They got ass and titties, bro, and
Telling you,
they
it's
look
just that
good.
you. They consistently have dudes shooting shots, right?
Yeah, all day, every day.
But that's what I'm saying.
But
So they feel like, listen, I can pull anything.
bro, years ago, bro, I was on the phone with a female, bro. This motherfucker was on, and she, bro, I'm sick. I was putting all this out. We even blurt this shit out of where I don't even. I'm on the phone with her, and she got a lot of kids, lots of them. And she just, she just, I've been on the phone for about 10, 15, 20 minutes. Bro, at least about 10 fucking dudes didn't try to talk to this girl. She got hella kids. Look good, though. I'm just like, damn.
Hold on, but there's a difference though, bro. And this is what Mac was talking about, right? Dudes line up to be like to have sex with this woman. They are not gonna be with this woman for real. And if they
Of
are,
course.
they saying that they with her, it's only so that they can have sex with her and whatnot.
Yeah.
Having kids, I'm telling you, it's a bad bet.
No facts, but she don't believe that. Though she probably do believe it, but she also know that it's out of every 10 dudes, it's at least one or two dummies that's gonna do that for me.
Yeah, but then that dummy is a nobody, though. He
True.
just
Fuck
needs something.
nobody with some everyday income, with some weekly income that's good enough for her.
Because if I'm a dude
I'm
making a
talking
lot
about.
of money, if I'm a dude making a lot of money, I am not being with a woman with no like 5 or 10 kids.
Man, you'd be surprised. I done spent some shit, boy.
I ain't never seen nothing like that.
It's fucked up out here, bro. Then you got to think, too, it's not just the dude that work 9 to 5s every day. Motherfucking drug dealers, motherfucking scammers. These niggas got real money and they still fucking with the 5 to 10. You know what I'm saying? Like,
And so, bro, they fucking these women. They're not being with these women. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
bro, majority, you right. Majority, right. You gotta be a thought a off motherfucker to go cuff a female with 10 motherfucking kids. But you gotta be an off motherfucker to fuck a female with 10 kids too, because you about to be the next daddy.
Just you a dude. So the weird thing about dudes is like, from a primal instinct, right? We just look at it as this woman got a lot of kids, so that means she's fertile and she look good still. So I'm gonna go ahead and plant my seed and then I'm gonna go ahead and go on about my day. I know she could take care of kids because she got a bunch of them already, and I can just add to that list. That's the way
See,
motherfuckers do it.
I look at that
That's
shit different. I'm looking at it like, if you have all them damn kids, I'm just gonna be another baby daddy, then you're gonna drop my ass. What's the purpose of you consistently just keep moving on from these dudes? You see what I'm saying? So it's got to be something with you, right? So yeah, you might be the nicest person, but I know I'm going to be dropped off next, right? So, and she's probably making a living off it. That's probably her living. Like, I'm gonna just get child support from all my kids' dad. You know what I mean? I have 10 of them have child support. That's a whole fucking actual income. And she don't have to do shit.
And keeping in the beam, bro, a lot of these women, because you know, a lot of times once they get in that little clique where they ha start having sex with NFL players, NBA players, they and rappers, they know once they get one of them, that's a lottery ticket right there, bro. So me as
Yeah,
a
once they, and especially once they seen with the right one, it's out. You get seen with one of the number one draft pick, everybody in the fucking league. It is crazy how it works, too. This same shit with the rappers, though. They turn these bitches up like that one girl that was dating Future, Des Dior, whatever fuck her name. Never knew who the fuck she was there in my motherfucking life until she started fucking with Future. Now she lit, you know, like.
they just get in a certain circle, man. You know, you get into a circle, certain circle, you start meeting people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because like I said, I think Bow Wow, Future, I think they all share like a baby mama.
And she got another rich ass nigga,
Yeah.
just like Chief Keef baby mama. She with
Yeah.
After the Edwards, rich as fuck. This motherfucker just signed for 300 million. Like, god damn, like.
But let me move on from this conversation just a little
Yeah.
bit. One of the things I think B brought up a really good topic earlier. He was talking about the Kirk and Rashida situation, right? And a lot of people are tearing Rashida apart online because Kirk has been cheating for a long time. And he's been caught cheating multiple times. So for y'all, let me see. How do y'all look at people that take men and women back that have been cheated on constantly? Like, do you think if they're in a marriage, right? Do you look at them a certain way? Do you think that people should just leave it alone and just let those people's marriage rock, or just how do you look at it?
I just seen a post where Lil Scrappy just comment on it, and he said those Rashida and it's another one that be getting cheated on. What's the other girl that be Yandy? He done been cheated on too, but he. I'm with him when he said those women, those are real women. They standing next to their man. They gonna ride with their man till the. And I, bro, you got to think about it. Think about your grandparents. Granddaddy just cheated on grandmama now. They rolling with their man. They married. This is what happens in marriages. It's up to the woman to stay or go. Now, Rashida and Kurt been at this shit forever. Since I was in middle school, I ain't been watching this shit in middle school. Kurt was fucking cheating. Kurt ass need to get a grip. That nigga been cheating 20 some years, man. Kurt ass something different, boy, but she love him though. That's how I feel about the situation. They love their man.
At
Everybody need to
that
mind
point,
their fucking
I
business.
think it's more than love, though. I think it's just once you build a certain amount of stuff together, you don't want to go ahead and break up that household.
That too, some people for sure like that. God damn, the Saints is fucking Dallas up.
Really?
Bro, it's 35-13, bro, second quarter.
Dang, that's what I'm talking about.
What the fuck?
Damn, that's what I was hoping for. I can't wait. I'm about to go out there and watch this shit here as soon as we get done talking shit, because
This
we got some cowboy fans out here.
fucking Lions losing, fucking. Bro, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you're getting ground up right now. You're losing about 22 points.
Man, they fucking Dallas up. Dallas getting fucked up.
Nasty work. But yes, we can go ahead. We're gonna talk about this for another couple minutes, and then we'll just go ahead and we'll get off of this thing. But I just wanted to kind of add my 2 cents. I mean, at the end of the day, if those people feel like that they can take it. And if they can fix their relationships, I mean, at the end of the day, who am I to say somebody should leave somebody else? However, comma, I do think it looks a way when you just constantly take people back that have been cheating. Because once they cheat on you the first time, and they know they can get away with it a second time, and then they can do it a third time and a fourth time and a fifth time. It's just You just have to be okay and accepting to the fact that I'm going to be getting cheated on, and this is just going to be the reality of the situation.
Yeah, I mean that fucking scenario is just fucked up in all of this in its whole entirety, right? So I mean, it depends. So I'm gonna be honest, straightforward with you about my personal issues, right? So that's why I'm saying I'm gonna be honest with you, right? So I can't just like be with one chick. I'm being honest, right? That's why I kind of relate, right? So like I cheated before multiple times, right? But I love this person. You see what I'm saying? And people are not going to see that. They're just going to see it, me being a bad person, and it's not me being a bad person. I mean, I love this person, right? I just having fun, right? Just going over here, and people not going to see it. I understand that, right? But I love this person. And once it was done back to me, right? Because when somebody did it just to try to show me how I feel, and that person to me became so disgusting. They're like, when I look at them, they're just like so nasty. But I did the same thing, but I'm thinking, you have feelings. You don't understand how I feel. I ain't got no fucking feelings for this chick at all, right? But you might have had feelings, right? You have to go through this whole feeling process. I'm just doing it just 'cause. So when I see people go through it and they're doing all that, I just mind my own business because I can relate to both sides. I can see it, right? So if they're comfortable going back, that's on them, right? It is what it is. So with her situation, I think it's the same thing. Like she he, and Kurt's he probably know how to articulate it better than I, right? Because I'm not communicating. He's probably communicating how much he loves her and what he's doing on the side, and people are not seeing that. You know, they don't see that part. They see the part that keeps them entertained, right? So he's probably gonna still keep doing it, right? And he probably explained that already. She's tracking, right? That's just my take on it. I don't give a fuck. Like, do y'all thing, right? You wanna come back, come back. You wanna go back, go. You wanna do your thing. You know what I mean? And I'm happy. Like, that's where I'm at right now. This isn't what you're saying about talking to females. Like, I'm straightforward now. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I'll never probably get in a relationship again. I'm at a certain age. Like, I'm gonna tell you exactly who I am. And it's no fucking candy coated, ain't nothing fucking sugar coated. I'm telling you straight up, this is me. This is what I like. This is what I do. Can you deal with that? And most of the time, it's like, nah, I can't. Like, and I'm cool with that, right? And I just keep moving the fuck on. So that's what my full take on.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I mean, at the end of the day, if you're communicating the fact that you're not gonna be faithful to this person, but I think once you take those vows, especially coming from a person that's religious, right? Because it takes on a different meaning at that point. It's, the Bible says that when a man and woman join hands in marriage, they become one flesh, okay? And I know a lot of times, like, people gonna look for ways to go ahead and justify it, but one of the just your like you're doing things that aren't necessarily in line with, you know, the way that marriage should be. Because the biggest thing that my biggest takeaway from being in a marriage, and I've been in a marriage twice now, right? And I'm not perfect, right? I've done terrible shit. You lost B, but I've done things that aren't necessarily like the best way to do things. And I just know that once you decide to go ahead and you get married, you just have to know that things are supposed to be different because you're supposed to be committing to this one person. And I know everybody just like everybody has their rules and their like the way that they move in their marriage. They have their rules and the way that they want to do their marriage, but that's not the reason marriage is even a thing. It's like you can stay with somebody for years on end and y'all can say, hey, you know, we're gonna be together, but if you're gonna go ahead and you're gonna branch out and just go and add other people and other things to your marriage, I don't think that's a marriage at that point. I just think it should be called something else. I think that you could just call it a relationship, or you can call it a partnership. That's not a marriage. That's not what the institution of marriage was made for. I mean, but at the end of the day, I'm not a person that can preach on anything. Like, I'm not perfect. And like the podcast says, like at the forefront, I'm not an expert in this shit, right? I mean, who am I to judge how people live their lives? I just know for me and my marriage, that's not how I want things to be.
Hey man, I mean that's commendable, man. And I mean, I give you all the credit in the world for that. I just know I can't do it again. I did that shit before. I just told you who the fuck I am. I just kind of explained to y'all. That's just who I am. I'm not gonna get. I'll probably never get married again, right? Unless somebody is cool with who I am. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying I can change or I'm not willing to change. It's just who I am. And I'd rather my peace. You see what I'm saying? I'd rather my peace living by myself, right? With nothing. So that's just how I look at it. But I can commend someone that can restrain their urges, right? I mean, I'm being honest, but sometimes I just want to be free, right? I just feel like life is to be free. That's my philosophy on life, just in itself, right? I should be able to do whatever I want to do. And again, if that's what you believe is in the Bible, that's your my free will, right? To do whatever I please. But I just want to be happy because I don't, being honest with you, I'm not religious, right? So I don't want to live to see what will happen in my afterlife. What if it never happens, right? I want to live and be happy now, right? So that's just, again, it's just a philosophy, right? Everybody have theirs, and everyone should live however they see fit.
Yeah, and I was gonna say, like, a lot of times I just think about it. Like I said, and like I commend you for, first and foremost, being honest from the forefront, right? Because I think that's a problem a lot of times is people put on this facade and they say they want something, and then you go ahead and you try to marry this person, and then you become something else. But if you're telling this person from the very beginning, this is who I am, this is what I do. This is what I'm gonna do. This is what I'm not gonna do. If you lay all that stuff out in the beginning and they still choose to enter into the institution of marriage with you, then that's on them. But, like, because a person can tell you who they are all day long, you going in and you trying to marry them, try to change who they are, you're already in the wrong.
And that's being catfishing into marriage, right? You see this facade of this person, and as soon as you get married, right, this person flipped the switch on you, right? Because that was my situation, right? Where I guess where they figured now we're married, well, you're fucking stuck, and then you actually get to meet the real person, right? Because it's just like, that's what I always tell people. It's when you meet someone for the first time, or you meet them, you're with them for a while, it's like going in for an interview with your boss, right? You might not want to clean no fucking windows, but because you need the job, you'd be like, I'll do whatever, right? I just want to work here. I'm happy to be here. And then as soon as you get that goddamn job, now you want to show your ass, like, I ain't trying to clean that damn window, right? And that's what happens, right? They have their best foot forward to begin with, where I just feel like, hey, just come with who you are and let me make that decision, right? It's just like being a catfish on a dating app. Just be who you are. Somebody's gonna fucking pick you. You might not get the person you want, but somebody's gonna fucking give you the go. It's just like we're talking about tiers of dating and categories and levels, right? Somebody's gonna pick you and you'll be all right. Just might not be who you want, right? And something my mom told me that resonated with me once I got older, right? She's like, love the person that loves you, right? Regardless. And us as humans, it's something innate in us where when somebody actually loves you, you treat them like shit because you know they're always there. And you try to appease the people that really don't give a fuck about you, right? And all you're doing is setting yourself up for failure at that moment in time. And that will forever live with me because that's been my reality through life in itself. And I catch myself doing it sometimes, right? But the people that actually love me and want to be around me, because you almost kind of think that they're there, right? And that you can always go back there and you don't water and no flower water and feed that relationship, right? You're over here trying to water and feed something else that you know is not going to grow, but you want it to. So, love who loves you. That will always stay with me, right? I'll never change. And that's what I'm trying to say, even with in a relationship, right? I love the person that loved me, right? Like I might go out and do some stupid shit, but I love you, right? And I'm gonna keep watering this. I mean, sometimes I might block the sun out for a while, right? But I'm gonna bring it back. You know what I mean? Just my take on it, right?
Just the crazy thing. So for the longest time, I used to try to chase things that weren't necessarily for me. And just doing like all the therapy and the self-reflection, you learn that that's all coming from trauma, where you're chasing all these things and all these people that aren't for you, that are pushing you away and things of that nature. The craziest thing is when I met my wife, I knew for a fact this is the woman I wanted to be with. This is going to be my woman. This is the woman I'm going to be with, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to make this work. It was the weirdest thing because I think I talk about it all the time, but it was to a point to where I hit rock bottom in my life, right? When it came to a lot of different things, not necessarily monetarily or anything like that, but I was on a very self-destructive path, right? And I started to try to make good positive changes into my life. And then all of a sudden, I wasn't looking, and this woman just shows up. And I meet her, and it's the greatest relationship that I had ever been in my entire life. And I mean, at the end of the day, we're not perfect, right? Me and her, we have our issues, we have our arguments, but I'm very grateful that we were able to not just, get together, but we were able to work through a lot of different things that were going on in both of our lives. And she knows about me and me wanting to just the different traumas that I've gone through and just trying to be a people pleaser and doing all this other stuff. Like, this woman knows me to the extent that nobody has ever known me ever before in my life. And I just know for a fact, like, this is where I want to be, right? And we already lay out all our boundaries. Like, I know how this woman thinks. I know how she's gonna move when she withdraws, just what she withdraws to. And we've had a conversation about this before, but it's like you have to know all these things about these people before you go ahead and you just dive in. But like I said, when I met that woman, I knew for a fact that was it. I don't know. It's just interesting just thinking about it because, yeah, I didn't think I was going to be with anybody for real. And then this woman just comes out of nowhere. So I don't know. But it's just me kind of going off on like a tangent, bro.
No, I mean it's legit, right? Because you said something that I've been looking into, right? And you have to be communicable equals, right? Where you guys can communicate, because regardless of what you look like, if you can't say exactly what you're trying to say, it's not going to work. And if that person's not receptive to what you're trying to say, it'll never work. And that's why you always hear that communication portion, and they just leave it ambiguous like that, right? It's just like you have to be able to communicate. What does that mean, right? Because we can all communicate, but what does actually communicate mean? And that's what you have. I think you have the best of what a relationship has to offer. Both of you guys can understand, right? You guys are both listening to one another, and that makes the relationship work. Because regardless how beautiful someone is, they say beauty fades after a while, but it's not even that. If they do something or say something, it makes them ugly, right? And that's what they're saying is, in God don't like ugly. It's not like you're a legit ugly. It's the shit that you do, and some things that you say can make you ugly. And this is like I was just saying earlier, right? Because in with me being in that relationship, and when she cheated on me, she was like the nastiest, ugliest person I've ever seen after that, right? So yeah, I know I've done it, man. I know people will sit back and say, well, you're doing it. And then when they do it, now they're like, but I don't think you share that same love, because I can't articulate that. What I'm trying to say to you is, in I love the people that love me. If you love me, I'm going to do whatever it takes. Yes, whatever it takes, but not cheat. It's something I like doing. Am I going to take away from myself? Right? Am I going to take away from my happiness? Because guess what happened? She left anyways, right? So if I would have took away from my happiness and then you left anyways, I'm still losing. I didn't win anything, right? So I just say let people be, right? And find your communicating equal, right? Someone who communicate on the same level as you. Someone who's not just going to start yelling and not even absorb what you're trying to say. They're just yelling right? Because they're upset and they're speaking with ego, I mean, emotions and not knowledge.
I think that's a good put, like that's a good quote to kind of end on, man. Yeah, I just want to say besides that, because you just said like a mouthful, like you literally just gave us like a really good like some really good knowledge there, man. But do you got anything else you want to say to the people?
No, I mean, I think you've said everything, but what I gotta say to y'all is, hey man, be who you are. Come on, be who you are, right? Regardless of what you're doing, especially on the dating apps, man. Take them pictures from down here too, man. Not just up here, right? Angles matter. All right. That's what I'm going with. Angles matter.
Angles matter. First and foremost, I want to say thank you to everybody that is listening. I just want to say thank you to my brother, even though he took off. I know he's watching football. He just quick got it. It's all good. And lastly, love who loves you. And I'm not just saying just love that person on a surface level. Like, give that person a chance, see what they're about. Try to love them and try to figure out how to make that relationship work. And this has been another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. We out. Peace.